I invite you to close your eyes and take the time now to deepen your breathing. Allow any tension in your body to dissolve. So let's focus on the area of your head. Relax your head, relax your eyes, relax the area of your face, your ears, your mouth, your neck. Feel your shoulders relax. Relax your arms, your hands, your back, your chest and abdomen. Relax your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. And allow every cell in your body to simply be in a state of complete surrender and relaxation. And there is nothing to do in this place of relaxation. It is simply a matter of letting go. Just for a moment, just surrender to the stillness, the tranquility, the eternal peace that resides within you, that is connecting with you in this moment. And so just take a few more moments into that relaxation. And from this place of centeredness and peace and relaxation, let us now hear from the Magnetic Master, Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The lessons continue about the Akash. We started them at the beginning of this month, and we started by telling you that the Akash, the entire principle of it, definition of it, energy of it, is complex. It's also beautiful. It's also something that is often totally and completely linearized instead of a multidimensionality that it has instead. I would like to talk about that in this particular third episode, speaking of the Akash. We've told you the Akash represents the energy of past lives. The first thing that humans do when they realize that past lives are a reality and that they influence a current life, the first thing is they try to linearize them. That is to say, they happened in a certain order, and they did. And then that order is important, and it's not. For instance, there is the idea that the further back you go in your past life experience, the less influence there will be. So, for instance, if you did some things in a very early life on this planet that may have influenced you and had energy that you would say are less than what you would want it, that you don't have to worry about it because it was so long ago. And that the ones that are perhaps more current are the ones that can affect you the most. And the answer is, that's not the way it works. When it happened, what time it was in your lineage of past life experience isn't important. In the parables that I have given of woe, and in this program when we have given the circle of 12 about the Akashic record, it's always represented in a circle. I don't know if you have thought of that, members who have seen this. One specific parable of woe was when he went to the Akashic record, the Hall of Akashic Records. And what he saw was a number of statues, each statue representing a past life. And as the parable went, The statue got off its pedestal and talked to Wo about who he was at that time and what he had done. But the point is this. The statues were always in a circle. And what that meant is that the linearity didn't matter. Each one was as close to the center as the next. And the center is your current life. So that is the first lesson that I would like to get to you on today's channel about the Akash. Make no assumption that ancient past lives that you had may not be as influential as more current ones. In fact, it may be the opposite. Let me explain. Light worker, old soul, one who is awakening to this information, one who is starting to have a higher consciousness, one who is starting to experience light, let me tell you something. Your more ancient past lives may suit you better at this moment. Because when those happened, you were doing things that would perhaps be more appropriately applied to now. Perhaps you were more gentle. Perhaps you were a poet or an artist. Perhaps these things that haven't surfaced before in your life are starting to occur now. Perhaps you were a linguist back then and you were going from town to town as an interpreter. And suddenly in this lifetime, you're studying language. And you didn't really think you would. This is what I mean. Different lives are more important as this energy starts to increase. But there's a bigger one. It is a principle, a philosophy. It is a tool. And I will give it to you as we have given to you before. And it's something that almost none of you would think of if you hadn't heard me talk about it. Most past life experiences are things that you are trying to negate. If you drowned in a past life, you may have dreams of it now. It may be getting in the way of you enjoying water or the ocean. And you could go on and on with the things that you have experienced in the past that actually affect your present. That's common. And you've heard of this perhaps all your life. Those around you have talked about it. We're trying to then solve past life issues. Dear ones, in one channel, we showed you how to even drop them. But who among you has had the wisdom to say, well, there were also good things. I wonder if we could go get them and bring them forward to this life. Did you excel in things? Did you have a lifetime that was beautiful and joyful and you lived in the right place and had the right partner and everything to the very end was great? And the answer is yes, all of you did. You didn't just have the bad stuff, believe it or not. There was a balance. And in you, this balance existed. That's part of humanism. What if you wanted to go and get the good parts? The first question that would be presented, well, why haven't the good parts just shown up like the bad parts did? And the answer is duality. Dear ones, it often goes to the negative first if human nature is negative to begin with, and it is. It has shaped up that way, if you hadn't noticed. In a very difficult world, through eons of war, human nature goes to the dark side very, very easily. It comes and faces you. The first thing that happens to often in any situation, is fear. That's a first reaction. That'll tell you that the reality you have around you is a bit biased to the dark side, and it is. And that's why you don't see more good things showing up in your Akash and helping you on a regular basis. So why don't you go in and get them? And you might say, we can do that? I have been teaching this now for decades. There is a tool that you have had that is now starting to even be increased in its awareness and its power, its availability, your awareness that you have it. It's called mining the Akash. Like a miner goes in and digs for gold, you go in to your Akash and you dig for and find the best things that ever happened to you. If your gender was female at a time in a past life, it's what happened in the birth of your first child. The euphoria of the amazing love when the child looked into your eyes, that sustained energy. Did you know that every male on the planet right now can have that? Because you have experienced that, Lightworker. We've told you that before. What about the wonderful things that you've experienced in love and life? They were there. Are they just going to lay there and not affect you? And the answer is, you can go get them. Mining the Akash is finding you in you. You go back and you find the best things that you've experienced and you bring them forward to your life now so that you can start using them. What can I use? What do you mean use them? What about peace? Do you have trouble going into a peaceful place? We've talked about this before. Many do. Like the answer, how can I do this? How can I do that? Let me ask you, well, since you've done it before, why are you asking the question? Why don't you go get it and bring it forward to your life? There are some who have discovered talents they didn't think they had. They've gone and got them and brought them forward. There are so many things that are spectacularly good. There is the attribute of kindness and compassion in the way you act and look, and the things that you have admired perhaps in other people and said, when nobody could hear you, why can't I be like that? You were like that. Go get it. There are those who would say, I wish I was a little smarter. Go get it. All of these things would seem like magic. If you're just tuned into this, you might still think it's magic or roll your eyes. I will tell you, you've been there and done it. You've experienced things over and over, positive and negative. They all belong to you. You have the wisdom of having experienced them. So they are in your Akash, current Akash. You can go in your body and in a multidimensional state where your Akashic record lives and everything you've ever done exists, and go and get the good stuff. Mining the Akash is something I would love everyone to know about even more and do even more. Well, perhaps the Circle of 12 will help tonight. We'll see. I'm crying. In love with you all. And so it is.